when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Facebook Incorporated is looking likely to rebrand itself with a new name, according to media reports.
Facebook is.
That claim a source with direct knowledge on the matter. Facebook chief exec Mark Zuckerberg apparently plans to talk about the name change at the company's annual Connect conference this week.
Okay.
In response, Facebook says it doesn't comment on rumour or speculation. Now, it's likely this is going to be a name change for the parent company, not for the actual app. So Facebook will still be Facebook, Snapchat and Insta will still be those. But
so it means nothing.
Well, it'll come under a new name rather than all of them coming under the Facebook name.
Right.
Some money is on the metaverse, which is a term that was coined initially back in 1992 in a sci-fi book called Snow Crash.
Right.
The whole concept was that it was meant to be like hard to differentiate between what was real and what was online. And Zuckerberg's apparently enamored by the idea and would like to kind of get the internet towards that kind of thing.
Okay.
So who knows? I'm not ruling out. It could be metaverse, or I'm not ruling out central intelligence, or I don't know, maybe something that relates more to older siblings, you know, like, I don't know, bigbrother.gov. That could be the, you know, we'll keep an ear out. We'll
the
find
Zucker
out.
World.
So, yeah, Zucks Bucks, possibly.
Zucks Bucks. You know? Good morning. Welcome to a wet Monday once again.
Yeah. Look, spring is doing its strange old thing.
It's trying to be sprung.
It's, spring is just not quite decided what it wants to be yet.
No, but then the good thing is that if we can get through like 3 days of rain and very cold weather, it is looking nice again for next weekend.
But for how long, Nikki? For how long?
For another weekend and then it will rain again.
Who knows? Well, look, you know, it should at least mean that we don't need to use sprinklers as much just yet.
Actually, yes. Remember to turn your sprinklers off because there's enough rain.
It's not necessary. Now, the big news over the weekend was obviously the on-set dramas for Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
how's that story?
Crazy.
Like, just for those that don't know, surely everyone knows by this stage. But you know, there was a fatality on a movie set. The movie set of Rust. Alec Baldwin was given what was meant to be a prop gun, which ended up killing and injuring a couple of people on the set.
Yeah.
It turns out,
so sad.
And not surprising from the kind of details that we've heard, apparently he was handed essentially a live round.
Yeah, it's very, confusing. How could that even happen?
Well, I mean,
why is there even a gun on set that can do that?
Well, why are there live rounds? That's the question.
Shouldn't be even near the set.
There's questions about how, you know, how well safety protocols are generally being dealt with on movie sets, obviously, because it isn't the first time. It has been a while, but they talk about The Crow.
Mm.
You know, that sort of comes up in reference to it, which was Brandon Lee.
Bruce Lee's son.
Similar situations happened there. And look, it doesn't happen often, but it happened often enough now for people to go, well, surely there needs to be better, you know.
Why does anything need to be fired, really?
You know? Well, these days you wonder, but I suppose so everyone can react. I suppose
as long as there's a noise, it's like, anyway.
I don't know. I don't know. But yes, I think there'll be some questions asked. And obviously there's an ongoing police investigation into that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, some
very,
pretty,
very sad.
Pretty sad, sobering news out of the movie industry tonight. Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran says he's tested positive to COVID.
Oh, Ed.
So he'll be self-isolating and performing.
For his album release.
I know,
he'll
the
be,
timing.
You know what it is? Quarantine.
You know what it is, don't you? He just knew that Adele was out there with a new album and he went, oh, I've made a mistake. Maybe I'll just wait until it all blows over and then I'll release my album. I don't know. Apparently he was due to do Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, well, his album's out on Friday.
So can you do that via Skype? I don't know if they let you do that via Skype these days.
I don't know.
Maybe. Anyway.
We can try.
We'll see what he does. And speaking of things related to COVID, up to 7 vaccination pop-up clinics will be set up at Bunnings stores in WA.
Nice.
Yeah.
If it's too much effort to go out to the vaccination clinics, then surely you're going to be heading to Bunnings for something
sooner or later. They're also looking at repurposing a booze bus to become a mobile clinic.
So get pulled over for a breathalyzer. Come with me, sir.
Well,
get a jab as well.
Yeah, I don't know how that one's going to work. Maybe a random bullet. Are you vaccinated? Would you like to be? they also plan to set up more clinics in outer suburbs too. So obviously, we're well behind.
Yeah.
We really don't have the sort of, incentive, you know, with lockdowns
there's no
and things
urgency,
here.
Is there?
So they're trying to kind of ramp things up again so that Australia can start acting normally again soon. So
you can't avoid a jab. If you're walking down the street, there'll be jabs offered everywhere.
Look, you know, I reckon, look, Bunnings is a great start.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it gets to beer and a jab, I reckon you'll nail anybody that was, vaguely hesitant.
Get a discount drink if you get a jab. That'd be good.
You should get a
half price beer if you let us jab you right now.
Maybe not in those words, but yeah, the theory's there.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Scream Fest is back at King Carnival Saturday evening ahead of Halloween Sunday.
Woo.
Yes, or maybe a scream would be more appropriate than a woo.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's the appropriate woo. Tickets get you unlimited entertainment, but there'll be food vans and show bags and arcade games too. Check the King Carnival Facebook page for all the details. And you can win your aim with the station a bit later on today. Keep an eye and an ear over the work day. October's National Safe Work Month. Time to commit to building a safe and healthy workplace. During October each year, employers, workers across Australia are asked to commit themselves to safe and healthy workplaces for all Aussies. So, work safe, be safe at your workplace.
Not the most exciting month, but it is important.
It is. Maybe it's time to put a railing in that area upstairs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For example, I worked in a place 4 years that didn't put a railing over an upstairs landing.
Right, okay.
Yeah, where people used to congregate. Yes. That would have been one of the targets.
That's one of the targets.
No, exactly. That's one of the things you'd target. So if you know it, just kind of go for it. And look, it is October 25, which happens to be World Pasta Day.
Oh, so yummo.
If you don't eat some pasta today, Mama will be very upset.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news delivered from her house of horrors, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Friends star James Michael Tyler, a.k.a. Central Perk Cafe worker Gunther, has sadly passed away after a battle with prostate cancer. Tyler was just 59 years old and revealed back in June that he had been battling prostate cancer for the past 3 years.
Rachel?
Yeah?
When's your birthday?
May 5th. Why?
Oh, I'm just making a list of people's birthdays.
Oh, mine's December.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
Gunther.
We'll miss
him. Yeah. Ed Sheeran has revealed that he is COVID-19 positive just days before his fourth studio album, Equals, is set to drop. He took to social media to share the news, writing, "Hey guys, quick note to tell you that I've sadly tested positive for COVID, so I'm now self-isolating and following government guidelines. It means that I'm now unable to plough ahead with any in-person commitments for now, so I'll be doing as much of my planned interviews and performances as I can from my house. Apologies to anyone I've let down. Be safe, everyone." While Sheeran didn't offer any details about his condition, it appears that his symptoms are mild as he plans to continue promoting his album. The much anticipated new album Equals is out on Friday.
Nice.
Investigations are continuing into the fatal shooting on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust. Baldwin was handed a gun that he was told was cold, meaning it didn't contain a live round. When he shot the gun, fatally hit a cinematographer, and another was also injured in the shooting. Very, very sad. And investigations are continuing as to why a live gun was allowed on set. And The Weeknd has released a new song, teaming up with Swedish House Mafia for this one. It's called Moth to a Flame. But does he know you call me when he sleeps? Or does he know the pictures that you keep? Or does he know the reasons that you
very nice.
There you
sounds
go.
Very much like The Weeknd.
He's done it again.
Doing his magic right there.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.